Om Shanti. Congratulations and farewell. This is the topic of today's Avyakta Murli. The entire Murli focuses on these two words. One is to congratulate each other, oneself, and another is to bid farewell, to say bye bye, tata, to many things. So when Baba says congratulations, there are so many things included in that. Why to congratulate oneself? For what to congratulate oneself and others? And what will happen if we congratulate? So Baba is telling us to live a life full of celebration, a life full of entertainment, wherein you are always intoxicated. In this Murli, Baba has told different ways to get rid of all our weaknesses, to get rid of all the vices, to get rid of our flaws, failings and imperfections. There is a very beautiful Chinese story of three laughing saints, three laughing monks or three laughing mystics. These three saints, they know only one thing, to laugh. Wherever they go, they just laugh. And they change the entire atmosphere of the place. If they go to a marketplace, they all of the three start laughing. So within some time, they would be surrounded by a crowd. People would forget that they had come to purchase something. People would forget that they have to sell something. So this entire atmosphere of greed, of desires, this entire atmosphere of worldliness would change, and people would clutter around them, and they would also start laughing. Their laughter was so infectious that would spread from one lip to another lip. So these three saints, when they were asked, "What is your name?" they would not tell their name, and they got famous as laughing saints. So whole of the China loved these three laughing saints because they were full of positivity, full of positive vibes. One day, one of those three saints died. So people were little sad and they wanted to know what would be the reaction of the other two saints. But when they reached near those saints, they saw that the other two saints are laughing still. They thought it is not such a good thing to laugh even when somebody dies in that manner. It is against the manners. So they asked them, "Why are you laughing? Your friend has died." The other two saints say, "We always betted that who would die first, and we are defeated and he won. Actually, everybody was striving to die first. And he died such a dignified death. And we don't want to insult him by being sad. Whole life he laughed, whole life we laughed. Why should we be sad at anything in life?" So they continue to laugh. And people say, "Oh, they are not very good people. They should not laugh, at least on this day of sadness." So they prepare for the funeral, and as is the custom, you have to bathe the body and dress the body with new clothes before they set the body on fire. But the other two laughing saints say, no, our friend had said that if he dies, his body should be taken to the cremation ground as it is. No bathing, no dressing. He used to say that my laughter is so pure that my body is also pure with that laughter. So please don't try to put on anything with it, on it. So they agree to that and they take him to the cremation ground, and the whole crowd is around and they set the corpse ablaze. And to the utter surprise of everyone, there is noise of fireworks. This saint who had died had put crackers inside his clothing. So the moment they set that funeral, they set that pyre on fire, the crackers start bursting, and within no minutes the entire crowd burst into laughter. That was his last trick. That was his last cosmic joke. That was his last universal joke he cracked before departing from this world. And he used to say that this life is a celebration. This life is for enjoyment. This life is so short to be spent in sorrow, in suffering. So why not to enjoy each moment? Why not to live each moment with laughter? Why not to spread happiness every moment of life? So he lived his life in that laughter, and he died in laughter, and he made everybody laugh at the time of departure. Baba says, your life is a life of celebration. You have to congratulate yourself all the time. You have to congratulate others all the time. Baba has told about 4 or 5 different ways of finishing off all our weaknesses. The very first method he told, about 5 methods he told for putting an end to our weaknesses, to let go of all the vices, or to say, to bid farewell, sayonara, to all the vices. The very first method he told is to have intoxication. The first method is to have godly intoxication, Narayani intoxication. Such drunkenness of the divinity. This divine drunkenness of what? Of spirituality. Of your uniqueness. Of being Master Almighty Authority. You should have this intoxication. If you have this intoxication, you can ward off all the evils. You can chase away all the evil spirits. If you have this intoxication in abbreviation, then you can easily bid farewell to all the vices. So first thing is to have godly divine intoxication. The more we are intoxicated, the more we are drunken, we are so much unconcerned about the world. What the world says, we are not bothered about. Let the world say anything. We are moving in our own godly intoxication. So, the depth of our intoxication, how much we are intoxicated, that is what matters. The first method of chasing away all the evil spirits is intoxication. Second is, to come to this land of blessing is to bid farewell to all the vices, to all your weakness, to come to this land of blessing. Baba has also talked with the permanent residents of Madhuban, and in that also he had said, You are embodiment of all the attainments. You are eating fresh food. You are having a song that you have attained everything, and there is left nothing which you need to attain. So you are also having double company. So come to this land of blessing. Those people come, and Baba has to give them blessing. But you are living in this land of blessing. So just to come to this land of blessing is to bid farewell to all the evil spirits, all the vices. That is the second method. Third method is to celebrate, is to congratulate. To congratulate oneself and to congratulate others. That is the third method. We'll come to that. Fourth, sit with one father. Be with one father. Sit with one father. Be with one father. And that is the way you bid farewell to all the vices. And fifth is to remain within the line. To remain within the line. To remain in the cottage which is free from sorrow, Ashok Vatika. That is the fifth method, where, by which you can bid farewell to all the vices. Baba has said a very beautiful thing in this Murli, that each one of you is unique. Each one of you is special. Each one of you has a special part. This is a special age. You are confluenced aged special souls. So, be proud. Bab Dada is proud of you. Bab Dada is proud of you. While talking with the Australian group, Baba has said, you are invaluable. Baba can't do anything without you. You are invaluable. You are beyond price, beyond worth. Nobody can calculate your worth. You are such invaluable jewels of Baba. So, each one of you is special. Each one of you is unique. You should have intoxication of your uniqueness also. Your unique birth, alaukik janmadhari. Your unique birth. Nobody in this entire world is like me. I am so unique. My specialities are unique. So also my weaknesses. Nobody in the world has got such weaknesses as I have. That's another story. But all the specialities which I have, probably nobody has that. Yesterday, our brother from San Francisco was telling, each Brahmin has at least one virtue, has at least one speciality. Another sixth method is also there to bid farewell, is to see specialities in others. That is the sixth method. So total six methods Baba has given to bid farewell to all the vices. So each one of us is unique. Baba is proud of you. Baba can't do anything without you. And Baba sees that speciality. In this entire cycle, your part is special. Nobody can be like you. Nobody can be like you. For this reason, congratulate yourself. I am so special. I have a unique part to play in this sacrificial fire, in this yajna. Baba has selected me. God has selected me. So, the newness of this Brahmin life is that nobody is ordinary. Nobody is without speciality. Do we have that intoxication of being so special, so unique? Do we have that intoxication every day? Baba said, every day of this confluence age is special. Every day. Every day is a day of celebration. Every day is a gala day. Every day is a day of festival. So, the very first thing we have to do is to fill ourselves with that intoxication. There are two types of intoxication. One is worldly intoxication, another is spiritual intoxication. The worldly people are intoxicated with their wealth, with their possessions, with physical beauty. That is their intoxication. They are intoxicated with intoxicants. But our intoxication is such a higher. We are divinely intoxicated. And actually, to remain in this intoxication is a way to get rid of all the body consciousness. Otherwise, how will we get rid of this body consciousness? It's so gripping. It has got its octopus grip on us. Because for a very long time, we have been body conscious. And all vices, they stem from body consciousness. So, let us increase our intoxication. That is the first method. Second is, to think that we are the resident of Madhuban, to come to this land of blessing. Baba has to give others blessings of lighthouse and might house. But you are staying in this land of blessings. Will Baba give you the same blessing? For them, it becomes a boat in this ocean, in the ocean of the world. But you have come away from the ocean of that world. You are sitting in the middle of ocean of knowledge. For them, if Baba gives that blessing, that becomes a lotus flower that keeps them detached and loving in the world. But Baba says, I need not to give you that blessing. You are already here. You are already enjoying double company. So, to think that I am always in the land of Madhuban, in the land of blessing. How deep is this intoxication? How deep this feeling, this sentiment has gone within us? Third is congratulations. Why should we congratulate ourselves? This is the theme of today's Murli. Why should we congratulate ourselves? Arvind Bhai, why you want to congratulate yourself as well as others? Why? Why to congratulate? Baba has said that when do you congratulate? When there is a special day. When there is a special occasion. When somebody has done some important work. That time you go and congratulate people. So, when you will congratulate in Brahmin life? Or why to congratulate and for what to congratulate in this Brahmin life? Yeah? Sangam Yug, to congratulate for this confluence age. To be in this confluence age, that itself is a reason to congratulate. All those who have recognized Sangam Yug, confluence age, those who have become confluence aged, that itself is a reason for congratulation. One. Second, Rajkumar, why you want to congratulate yourself? Why you want to pat your own back? Because you are special, you are unique, that is why. Because you are surrounded by all the special souls of the world. These are not ordinary souls. Baba said, this is the newness of Brahmin life or Brahmin, that none of them is ordinary. Baba has chosen me for his special task. Baba has chosen me for his special task. This is not an ordinary work. This is a special task of the establishment of the new world. So whatever will come in this, nothing matters. Baba has said in yesterday's Sakar Murli last line, you have to tolerate insults in this confluence age. If somebody insults you, it doesn't, don't worry about that. Don't care about that. It's okay. Yeah. So you have to tolerate all the insults. You have to pocket all the insults in this Brahmin life. So don't worry about that. So Baba has chosen me for his special task. He has a purpose for me. He must have seen something in me which he has not seen in others. And he must have thought, yes, this is a person who can do my work. He picked me up from that place, from that village, from that town, from that area, from that distant and remote place. And how he touched me. I might be the only person from that village, from that family, from that entire city, from that entire country. So, how much is my worth? So that is another reason. To congratulate each other for Baba's company, to congratulate each other for Baba's help, to congratulate each other for his love. You are, every moment is ascending. Yesterday's Murli Baba had said, you are having ascending stage, they are having descending stage. So yours is ascending stage, theirs is descending stage. No matter what they do, they will always descend down. And whatever you do, that will be ascending. Because you are in the presence of, you are in the company of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Spirit. Congratulate each other for this. Congratulate each other because you are in this knowledge. Congratulate each other because you have recognized the Father. Congratulate each other because you have known your own self. You have recognized the soul. You have understood the secret of the world, the three worlds. Everything, whatever we tell in that 7 days course, congratulate each other for that. Congratulate each other because you have done that 7 days course or you are still doing that 7 day course. Congratulate each other for this Amrit Vela. Look at the worldly people, what are they doing? They are sleeping in their materialistic sleep. In their materialistic, they are drowned in their materialistic desires. So restless, so peaceless, so much in sorrow, agony, suffering, misery. And we are sitting here so peaceful, so calm, so quiet. So congratulate each other for this Amrit Vela. Congratulate each other for the divine nectar of godly versions. For the divine nectar of godly versions. For the Mudli. Congratulate each other for this divine routine. Congratulate each other for this food. This is not an ordinary food. A food which is a destroyer of sorrow, dukkha-bhanjan. Such a divine food, such a divine Brahma-bhojan. Congratulate each other for this. Not just gross, but the subtle food also. Subtle food of knowledge. Chop chini. Of knowledge. So, congratulate each other for that. Congratulate each other for the divine evenings. Congratulate each other for being staying in Madhuban. Congratulate each other for accepting this Brahmin life wholeheartedly. Congratulate each other for doing intense efforts. Congratulate each other for becoming embodiment of virtues. Congratulate each other for the divine service. There are four subjects. Congratulate for the four subjects. There is a fixed routine. Congratulate for the routine. Five forms, a form of soul, congratulate each other that we have recognized this. We have a form of angel, we have that form of deity, congratulate each other that you were deity and you are becoming deity. Congratulate each other because you were once upon a time worship worthy souls. Congratulate each other because the devotees are still worshipping you. They are bowing down before you, they are lying prostrate before you, they are praising you so much. Congratulate yourself. Baba had said, praise of Madhuban. Praise of Madhuban. Congratulate yourself for this praise of Madhuban. Atmosphere of Madhuban. Company of Madhuban. Congratulate yourself for this, yes? Congratulate yourself for this divine nature. Congratulate yourself because you are having vibrant and good health. You are not sick at least. Do we congratulate ourselves? Oh, I am so healthy. Let me pat my back. I am healthy at least. I am not suffering. Look at the patients who are in the hospitals. They can't do any push-ups. Difficult for them to do push-ups. So, congratulate yourself for the health. Congratulate yourself for the good mental health. At least we are not suffering from those 10 things I had told in a few days back. Last Sunday's Murli Baba had said, you had to give two gifts to Baba. One is to clear and another is careful. Then you will remain cheerful. There were 10 things to clear off. And those are the same 10 things you have to bid farewell to, along with the vices, along with the weaknesses, along with your flaws, defects, imperfections. What were those 10 things? Was this guilt complex, bid farewell to guilt complex, inferiority complex, superiority complex, sorrow, depression, self-victimization, all those things. So you bid farewell to all of those things. So, this is to congratulate oneself as well as to congratulate others. That is what you have to do. So, that is one method. Another method is to be in one father's company. One father's company. To be in one father's company all the time. Baba said, eat with the father. Don't eat alone. Eat with your father. Be in his company all the time. And last is to remain within the line. Otherwise, Ravan will take you away. In the cottage full of sorrow. You have to remain in a cottage which is free of sorrow. Ashok Vatika. Ravan, now we will come to the main point of the Murli. Ravan, Baba has said, you burn Ravan, but progenies of Ravan, descendants of Ravan, they remain. You burn the effigy of Ravan, but still, here in this world, when somebody dies, out of nowhere relatives arise, far distant relatives. They come to claim their rights. In the similar manner, you burn the Ravan, but traces, they remain. And they come and they claim the right. So there are 5 vices. Total 12 things Baba has said. 5 vices, 5 traces and 2 results. Total 12 things are there. 5 vices you have given up. One is lust. Second is anger. Third is greed. Fourth is attachment. Fifth is ego. You have given up this 5, but traces remain. First is lust. So what is the trace of lust? Extra love. Second is greed. What is the trace of greed? Need. What is the trace of anger? Dislike. What is the trace of attachment? I like this. What is the trace of ego? My speciality. Why my speciality has not been used? My heart says this. My heart feels this. 5 vices, 5 traces and 2 outcomes. Hopelessness and carelessness. They take the form of hopelessness and carelessness. How? This is a great psychology hidden here. How? We become hopeless. Why? Because we see that we have given up the vices, but these things are still remaining. And in spite of trying very hard, they are not going. So, little we become disheartened, hopeless somewhere. We lose hope. Will I be ever able to overcome all these vices? In the same Murli Baba has said while talking with the Australia group that your occupation is to become conqueror of Maya and to make others into the conqueror of Maya, Mayajit. That is the occupation of Brahmin. So, Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, they have this occupation. So, when you try hard and yet you never get rid of these weaknesses, these vices, you fail to bid farewell to these vices, sometimes you become hopeless. And sometimes you become careless. And that is why probably you are not getting rid of these vices. Because they are so subtle, so subtle. Now come to all the 5 vices, traces. First is lust. What remains is extra love. Baba has used the word jhukav in Hindi. Special subservience to a particular soul. You have special love for the soul. To have love is the right thing. But to have special love, extra love for a particular soul, that is a sign of, that is trace. Trace is remaining. Because what happens when you have extra love, you care extra for the person, you pay more attention to that person, and gradually that takes you to a different path. That may turn into physical attraction. All those who say that we are spiritual brothers and sisters, and they develop that special love for each other, gradually that degrades into physical love, that degrades into physical attraction, and that takes you towards those grosser forms of lust. Lust is subtle. Yesterday's Murli, lust is your greatest enemy. Baba has time and again said this. Why? Because it is so subtle, so sukshma, that you never understand where it has entered. To remain free from all this extra love. In the similar, same Murli, Baba has said, if you want to love anything, like everyone. Expand it. Like everything then. That is the first. Second is anger. Anger, you dislike certain people. You don't like company of certain people. So to have this dislike, to move away from a particular person, to think that why I should go to this person, why I should spoil my test stage. You come down from your stage of embodiment of knowledge. You come down, your stage fluctuates in the presence of that particular person. This is also very subtle. To dislike somebody. And we are full of likes and dislikes. We are so much full of likes and dislikes. Just while sitting here, we are having likes and dislikes. We don't like to sit beside particular person. We want to sit on a particular place. How to go beyond this likes and dislikes? This is the goal. You should like everyone. That is the thing. This likes and dislikes, Grina Baba has used the word. This subtle dislike for people. You are as if making them fall. You are insulting them. You have to protect yourself, you have to protect them. Both. So that is the anger. Third is greed. To have needs. To have need is a subtle form of what? Greed. But so long as your needs are limited, it is okay. The moment needs become unlimited, then it takes the form of lobe. That it takes the form of avarice. That it takes the form of greed. You want things. You want everything. You want to amass wealth. You want to amass instruments. You want to amass different things. So we should not have greed. In psychology, they define greed means greed for wealth, greed for power, greed for status, greed for positions. We should not have greed for all of those. If we are having, we need to check ourselves. Let's get rid of this greed and this need. Need is a subtle form of greed. Then next is attachment. You say, I don't have attachment, but I like this person. Baba has given example of medicines. If you like medicine, will you keep on eating medicine or what? Because you love certain medication. You have to eat it in limited amount. So also, you should like everything. Clothes with patches as well as beautiful clothes. If it is a dry chapati and molasses, that you should like. If it is 36 varieties of food, that also you should like. You should like everyone, you should like everything. Twice Baba has said this statement. You should like everything and like everyone. To have this likes and dislikes, this is really a mess. This is a trap. We always have likes. I like this person, I don't like this person. He is good, he is not good. I like his company, I don't like his company. His nature is so bad, I don't like his nature. I want to move away. Baba said, this moving away. You should get detached, that is a good thing. But to move away from the person, to avoid that person as if you are making him fall. As if you are making that person fall, as if you are insulting that person. So, that is it. And last is arrogance. Fifth vice is arrogance. To say this is my speciality. I alone can do this. where from this Mary has come. Not M-E-R-R, why? Not English Mary, Hindi Mary. From mine, where from it has come? Donor has given you, the supreme donor, the donor of the virtue is one Father. He has given you all of these virtues. So why you think it is yours? If he wants, he can take away. Then what? Then where are you? Nowhere. So on Om Shanti. And from where this Mary has come? So that's where Baba has said, say that this is a gift from one Father. He has given me. When you have Mary, then you worry. Kari, worry. Hari. You say in your world, Baba has said. So five vices, their five subtle forms, and they're manifest in two ways, carelessness and hopelessness. All the 5, 12 things. Bid farewell. How do you do? First, intoxication. Second, coming to this land of blessing. Third, congratulation. Fourth, be in company of one Father. Yes, we'll come one more thing, one point in this thing. One Father is your world. When you talk of world, you talk of two things. One is persons and objects, things. When you talk of person, you have attainment from person and satisfaction from things. Prapti and tripti. Satisfaction from things and attainment from people. All your attainments are from one Father. All your satisfaction is from one Father. All your relations are with one Father. All your connections are with one Father. You sit up, you move around with one Father. That is why one Father is your world. You don't have any other world. The world doesn't exist for you. Father is the world. So, 5 vices, 5 traces, 2 results. Get rid of all of this. Way is intoxication. Way is being in the land of blessing. Way is congratulation. Way is to be in Father's company. The way is to be in the line, within the line of code of conduct, maryada. Divine codes and conducts. You have to be within this line. And last is, 6th, see other speciality. Just as you are special, others are also special. Just as you are unique, they are also unique. Probably they have one sanskar which you don't like. And you think that even that doesn't fit them. That should not be there. But why you see that sanskar? See only specialities. That's it. You should never give final certificate to anybody. You should never give final certificate to anybody. Who are you to give final certificate? Baba has said this. You should never give any certificate. This particular soul is like this. So, bid farewell to all the weaknesses. This is one. Congratulation, that is another. Then coming to the servers. All those servers who have come in Madhuban, Baba has talked with them. They have got double chance. They have got double gift because they get instant fruit here. They get a future result also. Then Baba has said to them that they should not see each other. Rather, they should see Father and follow Father. Because if you see brother and brother-sister, you are not close to Father. Only those souls who see Father and follow Father, they are close to Bab Dada. Those who see Father as well as they see brothers and sisters, they are not close to Bab Dada. This is what Baba has said. So, seeing one Father, following one Father, if you see Father, you will remain immovable, unchangeable, stable, constant. Because Father himself never fluctuated. Baba is talking about Brahma Baba. He never fluctuated. So you have to follow him, his footstep, not what brothers and sisters are doing. So that's what he said to servers. Then he talked with Madhuban residents. He praised Madhuban residents so much. He talked with Australia group. He talked, there's one question there about the world. So this is the entire Murli. Revise this Murli again. Make a list of congratulations. Make a list of things we need to bid farewell to. Okay, make a list of those things in which we have to follow one Father. Make a list of those things why Father is my world, and in that world what other things can come. Make a list of this. And most important thing is, why I am not able to see specialties in others. Churn on this topic today. Everybody is special, everybody is unique, and what is their uniqueness and what is their speciality? Another topic is how to bring newness in this Brahmin life. Another topic is power of remembrance. Baba has started this Murli that with the power of remembrance you have come here. You have that power of remembrance. So what things can happen because of power of remembrance? There are 4-5 things Baba has said sometime. Powers. One is power of remembrance. Another is power of yoga. Third is power of silence. Power of thought. What is the subtle difference in all of these things? Power of yoga. Power of remembrance. Power of silence. Power of peace. Power of thought. They are so interlinked to each other. Baba said, with this power of yoga, with this power of yoga, with this power of remembrance, you have come here. May not be physically. You may not come, but power of yoga, you can come. So, what are the things that happen with power of yoga? That is another homework from today's Murli. You have to become Maya Jeet, conqueror of Maya, and make others into the conqueror of Maya. How? That is another homework. Baba has said, you are invaluable jewel. Why? Baba has said, Baba cannot do anything without you. Why? Churn on this. Unless and until you churn, you contemplate deeply, you do not enjoy this Murli. You have to relish this Murli. It's a life of enjoyment. Eat, drink and be happy. Why? That is also there in today's Murli. Eat, drink and be happy. Why? So, this is a life of celebration. This is a life of entertainment. This is a life of congratulation. So, let's congratulate oneself and congratulate each other. Vidai and Bathai. Om Shanti.